You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. And today we got a returning guest.
Yay!
Nathan McIntosh.
I didn't know I was going to be brought right in. Woo! That's why I leaned back.
Lean up!
I thought there was going to be like an intro
lean
and like
forward.
A whole, hey, I'm back.
Nope.
Woo! He's back.
Best time of our lives.
Best time of our lives.
You are our second guest ever.
Yeah.
Second and third.
Was that like second and third? Was that like 6 months ago?
About, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Jesus, we've been doing this for that long already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having magical times.
This is my last one. I quit.
Super. I quit my podcast the other day. I'm done.
Did
fuck
you?
Ah, oh, yeah. Fuck it. It was just awful.
It
was a good time. No, I mean the last one that we did, me and John, because we wanted to do one before Christmas. So we did two back to back. 2 days, and I was like, dude, one of these is gonna suffer, and the one that's coming out on Christmas suffered.
Really?
Oh, fuck. It's brutal. So I'm
guys,
done.
listen to Positive Anger.
This is my last podcast ever in life. You guys, this is my outro.
Let's go.
No way.
Yeah,
that'd be so sad.
We'll have you back on in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we were just talking about this. The last time you were on, we talked about if a hot girl had a dick.
Not a hot girl, Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, which is not a hot girl. She's a little bit of a, you know, she's a step up from hot girl.
Yeah, okay. she is a goddess. I mean, I don't throw that word around a lot, and I don't even like to say it. But yeah. But she's like a, woo. Her accent alone, Jesus Christ. If that had a dick, I'd suck it.
If her accent had a dick.
Yes. So that was the whole thing. And then I was just saying, I read the comments because about 40 minutes, I tried to get Joe to be like, would you suck Sofia Vergara's dick? And then those comments, man. Oh, you guys, whoever commented out there, that's just great. This is fucking gay. What the fuck? So many dicks. They're just talking about dicks. This really, really made me laugh.
So we brought
very
you
nervous
on.
When people hear about a dick. They're like, I'm not gay. Like, yo, relax.
So stupid.
We brought you on, Nate, so you could confess on air that you're gay. That's why you're
right.
This is my last podcast ever, and I would like everybody to know I am gay, have been gay, and will continue to be gay for the rest of life. All of it. All of the dicks. If you have a dick, I would suck it. See, that's the thing that people think that when you're gay, that gay people just want every dick, which
every
is
dick.
So stupid. What a stupid fucking people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They think that about lesbians, too. They're like, oh, my God, she's a lesbian. She might try to, like, scissor me. I'm like, no, she would never want to scissor you. You're not that cute. Stop it.
Yeah. I know dudes who are, like, super paranoid of gay dudes.
So funny.
They're just scared of it.
I don't want to go there. Like, what if... I'm like, what if what? He's going to blow you in the middle of everyone? Like, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
You completely have that. It takes two to get blown. You know what I mean? You yeah. you definitely
yeah,
have
you
a say.
You can just say no, how
about,
thanks.
Yeah, no, bro. How about that? Or just, nah, man, I'm good.
That's so true. If a guy said I accidentally.
Don't fuck him. That's
if a guy
it.
Said I accidentally got blown the other day, I'd be like, that's not an accident.
No.
You were
accidentally,
into that.
Yeah, accidentally got a foot job from a dude the other day.
Tripped and fell in some dude's asshole, so. I don't know.
Gay people and places are a good fucking time, man. You know what I mean?
Have you been to a gay bar?
Good goddamn time. Of course I have. I'm gay. I just told you that. No, but I used to live in the gay neighborhood in Toronto. Me and my girlfriend, and it was great.
You're really confusing people right now.
Years ago,
I just told you I'm gay. Me and my girlfriend.
years ago, everybody, I went through a phase where I thought I was a straight man. And I went down on a couple of vaginas and then was like, oh, God, there's no dick down here. And
it took him a couple of vaginas to figure that one out.
Took a couple of vaginas to figure out there's no dick in a vagina.
He's like, wait, this one doesn't have one. Maybe the next one's got it.
I like it when
my
dick's
vagina,
in it.
My vagina has a dick in it. That's weird.
Wow. Anyways.
First of all, you know what I want to say? This is one of my number one things that I love about Nate Mack. Mm. He loves women that are not uber skinny. He loves, like, if you... Google.
Me neither.
No,
I mean,
no, no,
me
but
two? I don't know. What'd you say?
No. You too. You don't like the like really skinny rail kind of chick.
Rail.
But
like a girl that's so tiny, she pretty much looks like a dick. Is that what we're talking about? First of all, I don't want
to
do this again.
Can,
so you
bring
know,
this back to
I was
dicks.
Gonna say, so you know, Joe, I don't want to talk about dicks the whole time.
We're
I
done.
Don't wanna, every time I come on here, he's talking about dicks for an hour.
We're done. We're moving on. I was trying to move on.
I'm trying to bring it back.
Girl. If you type in what like a plus size model into Google
thick
images,
women.
Okay,
thick
women. All of those women. Nate Mack thinks they are just...
Not true. All of them.
Yeah, yeah. She tried to put you up there like, he's the nicest guy
exactly.
ever.
Exactly.
All if, these women
if
are
you're,
just
if you're 7,500 pounds, he will have your wall knocked down and sleep with you. No, but I... I'm into thick women. Let me see. Let me try to go.
But I found this out last Christmas when I came and hung out with you. I spent last Christmas with Nate Mack.
Yes.
And his ex-roommate. Andrew, but I was like, I thought it was so great how you were not about girls starving themselves. It just was really nice. It really affected me.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I like a woman with something. I'm trying to find a woman that has a thing. You know what I mean? Well, now I'm looking at thick women, so it's.
I like women who have lots of things. You know. Like more than one thing, they have things.
I want one specific thing on a woman. That's
what's
it.
What's the thing?
I was just fucking around. No, I like women with things. I'm trying to. Okay, let me. See. Anyways, whatever. I appreciate that.
No, but here's the thing: the people have their preferences or whatever. We're gonna talk about what we like, but that doesn't mean that these skinny women who are rails are hideous or anything like that. No, yeah, I just want to say that just because I know people are fucking sensitive as hell and they're going to be like,
sure. I think everyone should celebrate their body type. There are so many different types of beautiful. I'm not just saying that. I've seen beautiful skinny girls,
like this
beautiful thicker girls. Exactly.
That woman I'm into.
What I'm saying, though.
This is some plus size model.
Our society.
Into her.
Our society.
Joe's not. See, Joe. When Joe says thick women, he's talking like rap video type.
No.
He's talking regular thick.
How much do you think this woman would weigh if you had to guess?
180.
Yeah, I was gonna say. All right,
so
80.
She's like 180.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like
it's like thick.
Right.
Well, yeah, but she's also a gorgeous woman. I mean, she's a gorgeous woman who's put together. Pretty much just bigger women who give a fuck. Jesus.
And it's also attractive when girls, no matter what they look like, are just like, they just own it.
It's the confident thing we were talking about.
Yeah, like, I'm cool about it. Like, you know what I mean? I don't, no matter what your body type is, if you're always just like, not comfortable with yourself, like, oh, I wish I could.
Here's exactly who
I'm not like into that.
Hoodie all the time, hair pulled back, hands and feet not done. That's pretty much what you just described. That woman right there. Get your shit together.
No, I just like
no. Get your goddamn shit together.
If that's what they like
hey,
you can't dominate me
today. Get your shit together. Believe in yourself. Believe.
Yeah, but some girls might like just, you know, having a more tomboy kind of look. If that's what they like, let them do that. I'm not talking about.
That's not even a tomboy look. A hoodie and your hair pulled back. What? That's not a tomboy look.
Absolutely, it can be.
No, it ain't.
If she's wearing a snapback, then yeah.
Yeah, now we're getting into a whole different thing. Either way, obviously,
some girls like the like sweats and doing that kind of stuff. That's
I like
fine.
A girl who's wearing. But my favorite outfit on a here we go. My fucking head.
I've got my hair pulled back and a hoodie on. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that. Didn't even notice it.
Get your shit together.
No, but that's a different thing.
But when a girl can look good in like a wife beater and it just sweats like. That's cool, but what I was gonna say before, which is escaping me. I'm stalling right now.
Can I say what I was trying to say before?
Go ahead, save me.
Was what I was saying. Everyone should definitely be embracing their own body. It's just that our society celebrates the skinny, anorexic looking chick so much that when I heard that Nate Mack loved like a thicker girl, it was so freeing because it's not just like Kim Kardashian thicker. Like no shit, he liked a thicker girl in it. I don't know. I really appreciated.
I don't think
that.
I think society took a little bit of a turn. Like they're not celebrating the skinny.
I don't
girls
know. Did you see
like
the Victoria's Secret runway? Some of them looked
Victoria's,
awful.
What do you mean?
Like
super
they were
skinny?
So like anorexic.
I saw it and it was awful.
Yeah.
There's some of those women look
like rib cage.
Some of those women were bigger though. Not they're not plus size models by any means, but they weren't like skinny.
Some
skin
of them,
and bones.
Some of them were great, but some of them it was like, why are you showing this to little girls?
They're Victoria's Secret models. That's just how Victoria's Secret is. That's their brand. But I think society now is into thicker girls. I think so. I don't think anyone's like
not like Nate Mack.
No, not like them. Not like them. But like thicker girls. Not like
not those fatties.
Not the
no. What I'm saying is
those tubs of shit.
We're calling Jennifer Lopez thicker, which is ridiculous. Do you get what I'm saying? We're saying skinny girls with an ass.
I don't think she's thick.
Nicki Minaj is still really skinny. She just has a big ass and big tits.
But those are both fake things too.
Yeah.
Those are not real anything. Those
That's
are not
what I'm
real.
Saying.
Those are not real things. Those were bought and paid for.
The girls that you're showing us on your phone look like real people.
They are human beings.
Kim Kardashian almost doesn't look real. She kind of passes, but she looks a little plasticky.
I did a whole episode on this on my podcast that I quit 2 days ago. Positive Anger, yes, because I'm you know the Victoria's Secret thing. Obviously, a lot of those women are super pretty, but you're like, you know that they got a lot of them had that space between their, you know, like you can see their hip bones,
yeah.
And then their thong. There's enough space to like put a gun there or whatever.
Yeah.
Jesus, eat a fucking muffin for
the
Christ's
thigh gap,
sake.
Like a too big of a thigh.
I'm not
gap.
Talking that. I'm talking waist, like
oh.
Like you're here, like you're
yes.
Hips. Your hips,
your thong doesn't get to you.
That was a thing.
It's trapped by hips.
At Elite, we put
hip
out
bones.
An article where it was like, do you remember the thigh gap? This is like it was like the new thing where when you're laying down and taking that picture on the beach or whatever,
yes,
that your hips would be poking up so much that your bathing suit wouldn't be touching
yes.
your stomach
enough to put a gun there. You could
you put a gun, a package,
yeah,
you know, a parcel,
yes,
if you will,
USPS. You could deliver a FedEx a couriered letter.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Some people are, and some girls love being that skinny. There was a girl, one of my friends that I'm friends with, she's always been like skinny, but there was one day I saw her and I'm like, I'm telling you this because you're my friend. You look fucking gross. Like you're gross.
And there's a difference
and
between
like,
healthy looking
right.
skinny and like anorexic, emaciated, skinny.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I mean, that's just
going.
My opinion, too. I don't like really fit girls either. Some girls love that. They like, I don't
What about
I
a bodybuilder chick? I would love to bang a bodybuilder
nah.
chick.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, bang a dude then. I don't know.
No,
what to
that's
tell
not
you.
The same thing at all. But I don't know why. Like a fucking, just some chick that's like a bodybuilder?
What about
just one time.
What about China?
China now, yes. China in 1998, no.
Why? Because
Joni Laurie or Joan Laurie? I forget. It's one of those two. She's had like a bunch of stuff done. She just looks better now, I think, than she did. But still, even China, I don't like think, oh god, China'd be great. I don't know why. You know, you like to, you know what I mean? I don't know. Bodybuilder chick, whatever.
I like how you're looking at me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know what you mean at all.
I just mean, what are we doing on this planet? We just walk the earth and we're like, this is my type and this is the only thing I bang for all of time. No, get a goddamn, go up, go down, go fucking, you know what I mean?
Variety is the spice
small,
of life.
Yeah, put some goddamn paprika in your fucking dick.
Right back to dick. Now we're here. Back.
That was a spice.
He'll be selling T-shirts with that quote on it.
Put paprika in your dick.
And also, don't put paprika in your dick because that might sting.
Also, hopefully,
another T-shirt being sold on Joe Sinigato's website.
Can I say just one? If your thighs touch, you're probably a good person in my eyes. You're a good lady who smiled once.
And
you're awesome. Keep those thighs touching for fuck's sake.
This is what I love about Nate Mack. Everything he says, he makes it sound like it's a fact of life. Like,
it
go on Wikipedia, and you will see that if your
it
thighs
is,
touch,
that is
you
a
have
fact
smiled
of life.
Once in your life.
You don't think you have? You don't think that woman's gone to like a theme park and gotten the fucking waffle cone? Not sat there and gone, there's nothing here for me to
no,
eat.
No, I agree.
They have smiled. They've
that.
Lived a life.
But, Nate, the way you say things sometimes, it's so, like, this is how it is.
How am I supposed to talk, Kate? Hey, if the thighs touch, maybe you're not. No,
what was that, Bill Cosby and the Jell-O
in,
pudding pop commercial?
No, I speak in the truths that come from my chest, which are real to me.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's going to be on a fucking T-shirt.
Front and back. I speak in the truth center, and then on the back it says the rest of them.
Yeah, that are true to me, in small font.
Yeah, that are true to me. And then there's a little heart, and it's just like thoughts are coming out of the heart.
And also a dick.
A dick is in the heart. It's a heart-shaped dick.
There you go.
Dick-shaped heart. Dick.
Wow. Yep. Well... let's.
What are we talking about?
Let's get to our topic.
There you go.
Dicks, are they a thing? Do they exist?
We had a girl.
This is so fucking gay, bro. I just see the comment.
Nate!
They're fucking so gay, these two fucking...
Nate, we're moving on. We're moving on. Nathan McIntosh.
I'm just talking for the commenters.
Focus.
Go.
Okay. We had a girl email us. I'm not going to get into the whole story, but basically...
Perfect.
She's in high school. Shut up, Nate.
Let's just do the...
Nate! Okay. Listen.
I apologize! Christ!
She's in high school, and... Basically, she was going back and forth between two groups of girls. I think it was actually like one girl and then two other girls, where she was telling the one group what the other girl said and then telling the other, you know, girl what the other two said. Do you know what I mean? Like she was kind of going behind both of their backs and saying, oh, this is what. Yeah, kind of. But I don't think she was doing it intentionally to be a dick. I think she wanted to be in with both people. And anyway, she got caught. She got caught. Stop, Nate. She got caught, and the girl that she was really close with and really loved won't talk to her anymore. Nate, would you stop laughing?
I'm not allowed to get any context to this story. This is just a kid in high school who emailed in.
She's about 16.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And she was friends with these two girls, or even more than two. I think it was like... A group of girls, okay? But
right,
it was mostly
behind,
two of them.
All right, she was going behind both their backs.
Yeah, and telling what each group was saying, and I guess she didn't think she was going to get caught. But I guess she just liked gossiping, or she wanted to get in with both. But the one girl she got close with eventually, like she legitimately started really feeling like they were best friends.
She hates her.
But now that girl found out, and she won't even talk to her. And she's been trying to say sorry, and that she knows she did wrong. She bought her a really nice Christmas gift, but the girl was basically still like, yo, you shouldn't have spent that much money on me. Like, she just hasn't been receptive.
Well,
and she's like, this is, like, crushing my life. She's like, I only have, like, one friend now in high school. She's saying, what should I do?
You should never do that again. That's what you should do.
Yeah, well, first of all, yeah, learn your lesson of it's never a good idea to go behind people's backs.
I would love to see... Nate's reaction to this because
right,
his
Nate,
facial
just
reaction.
Yeah, Nate, go say what you want to say.
Wait, okay. First of all, what in the fuck is the topic? What are we talking about? Gossiping?
We're going to talk about talking behind people's backs and also second chances. When do you give someone a second
chance?
Okay,
there we go. That's what I was just waiting to see what in the fucking, you know what I mean? What the fuck was the fucking topic, you know? Is it, you know what I mean? You were like, all right, here's what the topic is. Did you call her a woman or a girl?
I said a girl.
A 16-year-old girl is having high school experiences. So I was just wondering what the topic was going to be. So it's gossiping and second chances.
Yeah,
right.
So it's
she
two.
Got caught. What did she do? She should realize that she's in high school and she's never going to see these people in 4 years.
16 is a useless age. What happens?
You have a sweet 16. You maybe get a car if you're rich, and then
it's just like that. It's just like what happens at 16 stays at 16. All right, this age does not travel with you long. It stops at about fucking 18. It is all different.
In high school, things seem so big and so important and so life crushing.
Yes.
And it's actually not that. You try to remember. I know it's hard when you are a 16-year-old girl and no one's talking to you in your high school. It feels like the end of the world.
It's like,
and
the,
let's not take it lightly, because there have been a lot of kids who, you know, they feel like it is the end of the world and they have taken their lives when people gang up on them.
We all went to high school. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I get that it feels like it's a lot. I'm not trying to say, oh, stop, you're being silly, it's not that important. I get how awful that feels. But at the same time, like you guys are saying, in 2 years you're going to be out of high school and out of that situation. It's not the end of the world. But you did learn an amazing lesson, which is going behind people's backs and gossiping will never lead you in a good place, ever.
Yeah.
Unless you're cheating. Then it's probably going to work out for a little while. You know what I mean?
Say you got a wife,
you're lying to her, and you're lying to the mistress. I mean, it's going to work out for a little while.
That's going to blow up in your face.
For a little while.
Yeah, for the littlest while.
Well,
and then it's
out,
over. Then
it
your
worked
whole
out for this girl.
Over.
But it worked out for this girl for
right.
a little
no,
while.
I mean,
and then
yeah,
it blew
no.
up in her face.
No, yeah, it's a bad thing. But you know what the problem is? A lot of people don't have that that quality to just stand up for other people. Like, if you're with a different group of people and they're talking shit about some kid who you're friends with, like, most people will just sit there, and maybe some people even join in that conversation, but you have to be that person that's kind of like, dude, that's my fucking like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of like stand up for them when they're not there, not join in the conversation.
That is a hard thing for people to do though in school, because again, people think it's like this is the end of times. Yeah. I will never not be 16.
I need to be in with these people right
who
now.
Who suck, by the way. Oh, they suck. Just I don't know. Terrible. I don't know the people at your high school, but they fucking blow. You know why? Because people in high school suck. Period.
There's not one person in high
their
school
priorities
right
are
now
just that's so good. Off.
I bet the girl thinks Ariana Grande is the greatest fucking thing to ever happen to the planet, and she's like, "Iggy Azalea is great." Yo, she sucks. Yo, she sucks. Yo,
but
this guy says.
But people in high school, it's high school. It can be brutal. However, I still think that
life is brutal, kids.
She learned a great lesson. It's a good thing she learned at 16, because you can't act like that. You can't be, you know, even as a comedian, if I was going up to Nate trying to just shit talk all the other comics, he'd be like, yo, what's your problem? Like, and there are a lot of comics that still try to do that. I see them and they want to shit talk tons of people. And it's just like, I don't trust you. Like,
gossiping is always bad.
Yeah.
For life.
I don't think anyone likes that kind of person, because I don't like being around someone who's just, there was this girl that I knew that used to, every single time, her and her friends, just nonstop shitting on other girls, like 24/7. I'm just like, I don't even hang out with them anymore. Like, because
what does it say about them?
Yeah, I'm like, what do you guys say about me when I'm not around? You know what I mean? Like, no one likes a person who always talks shit.
They don't like themselves. If you're happy with yourself, you don't feel the need to bring other people down. It's just how it works. So keep that in mind. I get it's human. Sometimes we want to gossip and talk shit. It's almost fun sometimes. But remember where it's coming from. It's almost never coming from a good place when you're trying to talk like that. And it's not just about 16. When I was in the suburbs, there are tons of these moms that just want to gossip. Did you see what she brought to that party?
Yeah, well, they live in the suburbs and they haven't had a dick in a year. They got four kids. What's going on?
We are back to dicks!
Air horn.
Oh, I didn't even catch that, but yeah.
Gossiping. That's the reason I don't hang out with TMZ, you know? Too much gossiping.
I don't hang out with them either.
Pieces
of
garbage.
TMZ.
Human pieces of garbage. Yeah, so do you like TMZ? If you do, then go ahead and gossip about your...
Or Perez Hilton, like those kinds of...
Yeah, I mean, that just goes to show you, TMZ, no one fucking likes them.
No.
Yeah. Like, and that's what you are doing when you're fucking in high school and making rumors and shit.
So this girl lost a friend and wants the friend back? Is the question, how do I get the friend back?
Well, she was saying, she's like, what do I do? And don't just say... She literally goes, don't just say, you know, let it go, move on, but...
Oh, okay.
Threaten her with a gun. Be my friend or you're dead.
Don't just say let it go. Okay, so let's change the fabric of time. all right, so we don't live on the planet Earth and this isn't reality. So here's what you do. Either not get a gun. you can go up to this girl and go, yo, listen, Tamara or Kathy. Did she say what the girl's name is?
No.
Her name is... go ahead.
You Austin
I was gonna make one of us like
you Austin Mahone loving thing.
Wow, he dropped an Austin Mahone.
Let me straighten this out with you. Yeah, I was talking shit. Yeah, it felt good, but now I feel bad, and I want you to know that I know that it was wrong, and that you're great, and I'm gonna hug you now.
Why
and we're gonna
be
friends.
Why are you talking like this?
Because
that's how you talk in that moment.
Let me just say something. I am really good friends with Nate Mack. He's one of my favorite people.
Don't you lie to
these
people.
Shut up. When him and I go get tea, if you were talking like that the whole time, I'd be
Kate, this is some good fucking
tea. This sandwich is amazing. What I'm saying is
you go up to someone, if you actually, this goes for anything in life, not just talking shit, just anything. If you fuck up, you go to this person, and obviously they're not going to take your apology right away because blah, blah, blah. But if you go up to them and you let them know, I was wrong.
Yes.
Like, you're,
you
like,
own your
I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you don't want to talk to me, I understand, but I would like to be friends with you again, and then you just let it go.
Yes.
Because eventually, then, if one day they do forgive you, then they'll reach out.
What's that dude's name in England, the red-haired singer? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Ed Sheeran.
Yes. You go up and you go, here's an Ed Sheeran keychain.
Yes.
Austin Mahone book bag. Iggy Azalea fake ass that you can wear at parties. I apologize. Please come back.
She already got the girl a really nice gift.
What was the gift?
I think it was like an expensive bracelet or something like that.
Ooh.
But it's what you guys are saying. You own it. You go up. You go, I was wrong. I'm sorry. I messed up. I think you're great.
Yeah.
But then you can't do anything past that. That'd be like a guy breaking up with you and being like, no, we're not broken up.
And it's also important.
You gotta.
It's also important to walk away from it and give the distance. Because the last thing the first thing people want is that when you're like, I'm not friends with you anymore. What I want you to do is go, please. No, can I? Can we please be friends? Please, can we? You can't be that person. You'd be like, nope, nope. It's so much fun saying
desperation is not a good color on anyone.
Yeah, it's so much fun going, nope, and then seeing you be upset in the face. Like, that's a fun thing for people.
Yeah, cartwheel around the school. That's what you can do. Live good.
Take your dick out.
No, she doesn't have a dick.
Back to dicks. I'm so sorry.
She doesn't have
a
dick.
I'm just...
She's a lady without a dick.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, give her the bracelet. Go, yo, I fucked up, son. My life ain't nothing without you. And then sing the Friends theme song. I'll be there for you when Austin Mahone is not.
Well, guys, this has been Invasion of Privacy.
No, but seriously, like that's what you have to do. I mean, we're obviously trying, we're like doing it in a dumb way, but you just have to own up to your shit.
Yeah.
And tell her I'm wrong. I was talking shit. This is exactly what happened. Lay it out on the line and be like,
people like apologies.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have done that, and I feel bad, and if you don't want to talk to me, I understand, but that's just how it is.
I was gonna say, then you just
walk away. You just, like, give her that space, and just whatever. She's not going to probably talk to you for, like, a month, but maybe she will in the
But it does remind me of breakups, too. If someone doesn't want to be with you and they break up with you, all you can do is be like, all right, even if you fucked up.
No, wrong. First of all, I agree here. You definitely have to say that you fucked up, at least to get it off your own chest, because then you know you did what is possible
you
on your end.
You could, yeah.
And then you walk away, and then you...
So you're saying in a breakup, you chase the person down?
Oh,
that's
yes. Not true. You stand outside their house.
No.
You burn their mail. Yes. You don't let that go. You let that person know that you're the only person that will ever love them. Am I wrong?
Kids,
I mean,
listeners,
I'll be there for you.
Do not be the guy playing acoustic guitar outside of a girl's house at 3 a.m.
What song are we talking about? What song are we talking about, though? Because
I mean,
you might want to hear an acoustic version of Wonderwall at 3 in the morning.
Anyway,
after all,
I think learning.
You're
I
my Wonderwall. At like 3 in the morning. Kate, and you hear pebbles at your window. Yeah. Kate,
that's terrifying.
Kate. Nobody ever told you that. That means a guy acoustic guitaring outside.
This has been the most ADD podcast in a long
time. Your friends broke some joke.
Those eyes be away. Like you always stuck in second gear.
That's the gear. You're stuck in second gear.
That's what that was.
Okay, Kate, look. Anyway. Yes, when a breakup happens, yes, you tell whatever you have to say, you got to let that thing go. But so you just go up to this girl, lady, what's this woman's name? Lady.
I don't know, and I don't tell their names because a lot of them like
Queen Janice. Queen Janice, you go up to this lady that you have wronged and you say, I have wronged you. I apologize. I'm an idiot. I still would like to be your friend. It's now. I get it if you don't want to talk to me. Good day. Good day, madame. Queen Janice out, and then you backflip down
away.
The hall.
Yeah. And that's what I would do in a breakup too. If someone's like, I'd just be like, all right, well, listen, this is exactly how I feel about you.
Yes.
And if you don't feel the same way, I understand, but that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you just kind of let it go, because sometimes people need that separation. Right. Some people need that separation or that time to think about, like, oh, maybe I fucked up. Maybe I do want to be with this guy, or maybe I do want to be friends with them. Like, maybe it was just like a small mistake and I was kind of talking shit about her. She just didn't find out. So fuck it. I'm going to forgive her. You know what I mean? So maybe they'll go back. You have to give them that separation, that time to think about it. But you do have to lay it out on the line and kind of own up to your shit.
Yes.
You can't just be like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What the fuck does that mean? Like, tell her why you're sorry. Tell her what you did. Tell her everything. You know what I mean? Just, you know, kind of get it all out there.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, the next thing that we kind of are already getting into is
thank you for emailing Queen Janice.
Yes. The other thing that a couple people have emailed is I got an email from someone whose friend wronged them, and they were saying, how do you know when to give someone another chance? How do you know? Listen, you're never going to know when you give someone another chance if they're going to fuck you up again or not. You know, like, okay, suppose a guy cheats on you,
right,
and you want to take him back. Mm-hmm. You're never going to really know ahead of time if that person's going to wrong you again,
because he's definitely going to.
Right.
There's no way that guy's not going to cheat again.
Okay, let's not say a cheater, but I think sometimes you can give a person a second chance.
Not a cheater.
I've given people second chances. Like, one of my friends, like, he did something that I felt was disrespectful. And
what was it?
I'm not gonna say.
Oh, come on. Can we get like a hint?
Put a finger in my... No. No, but he was very apologetic from the beginning. And then after a while, I was just kind of like, fuck it. Like, I don't care. But it's like another kid did something to me that you know, whatever. But it's just like he was such a dick about it, and just like afterwards he didn't give a shit. But then after like a year, he was like, wait, I mean, so I was just like, fuck that. Like, I don't need that. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's a difficult thing with second chances. It's
I guess
tough.
It depends on the person. And if you
if by the fucking way, if you got cheated on, you're gonna get cheated on.
Oh,
don't be
yeah.
a fucking idiot.
Oh yeah.
Don't be a fucking idiot. You're gonna get cheated on again.
If somebody is willing to cross that cheater line, which is the worst offense in America.
Listen,
I've had that conversation with you before. People really, that is the worst offense. If
cheating?
I, oh yeah,
not murder.
No. Not in the eyes of a relationship. If I'm dating Kate and I murder her sister, she's not going to slash my tires. She's not going to key my car. She's going to see me in court. If I cheat on Kate, different situation. My clothes are being burned.
It's
my
actually,
windows are broken.
Well, he said it's funny the way you're saying that, but it's actually true because when
I
you
know.
Do when you cheat on a woman, right? The reason why it's such a big deal is because now they get super insecure. Like, what did I do? Like, why did he cheat? I thought I was. So it's like you put it on them to think, what did I do? Not just, this guy's a piece of shit. That's why he did it. Like,
yeah, because if you murder somebody, you're a bag of garbage.
Yeah.
But if you cheat, ooh, why? What happened?
Yeah, like, why did you do that? Why did, am I doing something wrong? And then it just takes a shot at their character, confidence, all this shit.
I will break your windows. I will slap. You know, even if somebody murders somebody that you're friends with or whatever and you burn their house down, you're then going to jail. If somebody cheats on you and you burn their house down, a court would just be like, you know what? Yeah, jilted lover.
Adultery.
Adultery. You can't do that.
I'm just saying words at this point.
Yes. Cheating is a huge goddamn thing. So, yes, if you get cheated on, just walk the earth alone or away from that person.
It's interesting, though. Yeah, if you cross the cheating line, I'm going back, most likely you will cheat again.
Which is it's a line of fire.
But what
think
if,
about it. It's a
what
mentality.
What if someone cheats when they're, like, 22 compared to when they're in their
30s? Well, that's a different situation.
That's a different story. Yeah, if it's that much time that has passed, I'm saying, like, you get cheated.
Yeah,
you cheat on someone and then... you guys
later.
Get back together, yeah. Like he's gonna cheat on you, not like years apart. Because I mean, there are different points. Like if you're cheating when you're 18, when you get to 24, like you're kind of a different person. Maybe you won't do that because you're super young. You're like, fuck it, I'm just trying to bang all these.
Especially if you like you cheat on somebody and then you go to Tibet for like 10 years to think about what you did.
Yeah,
you come back, you're not gonna cheat again.
Different person.
You're gonna go fuck. I had to wear a bunch of cloth over there. There was no TV.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cheat again. Why would I do this to myself?
Yeah.
Why would I go back to the bed?
A friend of mine, man, he every time he got with, this is who you're thinking of, but no names. Just so
okay.
You, okay. Friend of mine, every time he hooked up with a girl, he would throw every friend he had in the trash. And then I'd hang out with this guy again. He would do it to me again. Different girl, same situation. Then one more chance, another girl, same situation. Now I'm fucking done. That's it. 2-3 chances, I'm fucking out of this goddamn game.
A lot of
game.
People do that. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, you're going to need a friend one day. You know what I mean? And it ain't going to be your goddamn, you know.
He lost a good friend with you. I'm being serious.
You can't call your boyfriend or girlfriend when you wake up in Tijuana with a dead body in the room and go, hey, come help me. You got to call a friend.
Unless
Let
you're
me
dating
say something.
China.
If one of my
friends. Because maybe she could help you.
China.
Yeah, that's true. If one of my friends called me because they needed help with a dead body, I don't think I'd be down.
You're garbage. What a terrible friend. Joe, if your best friend calls you and is like, look, man, I don't know what the fuck. I can't explain it right now. I woke up dead body in a hotel room. What are you going to do?
I'd be like, where's the nearest Home Depot?
There you go. That's a friend right there. That's a motherfucking friend.
That's also a guy. Girl, you know what I mean? Like, girls, first of all, I'm
a
single
dead
mom.
Body.
I'm a single mom. I'm not trying to help someone bury a body
okay,
and then I go to jail
so
and lose
this hypothetical
custody of my
son. Fucking conversation is about to get blown out of proportion.
I know.
I'm
so
just
I'm trying to
right
think
now
of
we're about to go somewhere real
trying
weird.
Trying to think of something for a woman that will. Okay, so not dead body. Because dead body, if a friend of mine calls me, a friend of mine lives in LA right now, super good friend of mine. If he calls me, he's like, look, man, I don't know. I can't explain it. I'd go, I'm on a plane. I mean, what am I supposed to do? The guy's a motherfucking, he's a gem. But I was trying to think of a...
I know what you're saying. Like, if my friend Tina, who I just trust and get, if she was like, this shit went down, I need your help, I'd be like, yeah, I'm there.
Crashed my ex-husband's car in a fucking ditch. It's on fire. I don't know what to do. That kind of thing. You're going to go.
Yeah, I'd help her.
There you go. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's a good friend.
There you go.
That's it. Oh, so what do we learn about second chances? Don't do it?
No, I think it depends on the situation you got to feel into it.
Right.
But when it comes to cheaters,
when it comes to
I'm going
to
agree with you guys.
It's a mentality. Yeah, if you're doing it once, you're going to do it again. Because especially if you do it once, you got caught once. Let's just say that, by the way. You didn't do it once. You caught him once. So you caught him or her. I'm being, you know. But It's a mentality. So if he got away with it once, and then you caught him another time and he was doing it, then he's like, I mean, I got away with this one time. I'll just do it the same way I did that. Then he'll just do it again.
You're only allowed to cheat if you're a woman who's in a relationship she's not fully feeling. That's the only time that society really deems cheating totally okay.
Or if you're a gold digger and your husband's like 78, cheat all you want.
Yeah, cheat
because it's expected.
Also, I was being dead serious, but also sort of facetious when I said that because I don't think anybody should cheat. But for whatever reason in society, a woman can just go, I wasn't happy with my boyfriend, that's why I cheated. And we all go, yeah,
you right. should have just broke up with him. You
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it's like even the girl, the what do you call the gold diggers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying, oh, it's expected, go cheat because that guy's dick probably isn't even working anymore. But what a sad life for
yeah.
women who just marry for money. And
oh,
yeah,
piece of shit.
Oof, what a sad life to live.
Yes.
How much can you love a handbag that you will marry a person
exactly.
to get free ones?
Like, I had this conversation with somebody the other day about talking about men. Like, would you marry an old woman for money?
I would fake a relationship with one.
Really? But you're going to have to fuck her. That's fact.
Yeah, that sucks.
So you're going to do it? You have to, or you're out. You're not getting the money anymore.
I could say no that I wouldn't, but I feel like, I don't know, man. I would have to put me in that situation. I'm not going to say absolutely.
I would never marry someone. Okay, not marry
or be in a public relationship with a person like that. Absolutely
well, let me
not.
Let me paint the situation.
But like,
a little bit.
I would, you know,
89 year old woman. Okay,
89.
She has a ton of money.
Ton of money.
She just needs you to be like her boy toy kind of thing.
What does that mean? What does that entail?
What do you mean? What does it mean? Every once in a while, you got to pull that diaper down and go down on a goddamn 89 year old woman's vagina.
Probably not.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Now that you painted the picture, no.
Thank you. It sounds
like a cool idea in your mind, but you know.
Okay, I saw this thing on Facebook where it goes, someone offers you, I think we're all in relationships here. Someone offers you and your partner $10 million for one of you to have sex with this other person. Not a gross granny kind of thing. Would you want your partner to take it? Would you take it? Like, and what would that be? So Nate, if someone said for $10 million,
yeah.
I want to have sex with Liz.
Yes.
What would you do? Would you be like, fuck yeah, it's $10 million, it's one time? Or would you be like, no amount of money is worth that weirdness that's going to come into my relationship?
Let me tell you right now. One of us is fucking this person. That's all I'm saying.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, there's
one of us is doing it. I'd say we flip a coin, rock, paper, scissors, if that makes you more comfortable.
What you can't just do is go... Yeah, no. Okay. I gotta talk to Liz, right, and go like, but I'm already in my mind. I'm like, of course you're fucking this dude. It's $10 million. But I can't just go, you gotta go, you know.
What if Liz said, I absolutely don't want to do it?
Then I'm fucking them.
Then
I mean,
you didn't get the $10 million.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, then I'm doing it.
Yeah. Would you be upset if they were like, no, and then you just never got that $10 million?
No, I wouldn't be upset, but I mean, I'd just be like,
wait,
we have to
convince them to do
yeah.
it? Or can I do it? One of us is doing it.
No, they got to do it, right? It's got to be Liz. I got to talk Liz.
Well, there are different
it.
Situations. If let's just say that situation of a guy approaches. There was a movie about that, Indecent Proposal.
There's a couple movies about
that. Oh, I'm not going to make her do it. But if she was like, I'll
this is a Vegas movie.
Actually, I'd probably be more uncomfortable with her doing it.
I wouldn't be.
What does he look like?
She's
is he hotter
had,
than me?
Yo, Liz is... I already know factually that Liz has had sex with other people. That's
yeah.
where we have walked the earth.
And they could not work out still.
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell
and
you
that. I still have $5 million.
Yeah, she had sex with other people for no money.
Exactly.
Nothing. I got nothing out of the
for
deal.
For free.
So if you're having sex with somebody who is, he's going to give you $10 million. So me and her split a couple of mil, go to Baja and just ball out of control. Yeah. You make that a reality. I'm not, what am I on the set of goddamn The Notebook where I'm like, no, her vagina is so sacred that only I may step there. No.
Step?
Well, walk or whatever.
You're walking on your
No, I'm, it was a metaphor.
I get it now.
God it's damn it.
I really like you two together.
But you know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it is what you're saying.
Would you, like, if some girl was like,
I think I would prefer Tim having sex with someone else for $10 million than me having sex with
Why?
Someone.
But you wouldn't be like,
I don't like it having sex where I don't, it would feel awful.
You
but
have
but
a
Kate,
son,
but
Kate. You have more... To live
even
for.
More reason to not prostitute
Are
myself.
Are you kidding me? That's, Kate, way,
listen,
that's
Kate,
a reason.
Kate, but would you say...
I just feel like my soul is worth more than money.
Not mine.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding.
How can you give me a bad face for that comment?
No, but Kate, listen.
I didn't know we were Christian network here.
Kate, in that situation.
I thought we were having a fun time. You know what I mean? Peter Popoff sitting to my right.
Kate,
going
in
on
that
about
situation.
Holy water and Jesus.
What did you just call me? Peter
Popoff. You don't know who that is?
No.
Oh, and you're talking about souls? And you don't know who the fuck Peter Popoff is?
No.
Get over yourself. That's going to be on a t-shirt one day. Get over yourself.
You need to make that t-shirt, Nate.
Kate, in that situation, would you tell Tim you're not doing it? Absolutely not.
Yeah. Hot would woman.
No, I wouldn't do it. I don't,
Sophia
I don't
Vergara
know.
With
but would
a
you
dick.
Be okay with him doing that
Sophia
for $10
Sophia Vergara with a dick? He can definitely blow Sophia's
Sophia,
dick.
No, he has to have sex with her.
Who is the person? Is it a famous person?
Does she have a vagina and a dick?
Both.
Fine.
She has everything everywhere.
You know, me and my girlfriend already had a talk. I gave her 5 hall passes for 5 people. I'm like, you pick 5 people. I don't care who it is.
Who are they?
A bunch of fucking celebrities, so she'll never bang.
Austin Mahone.
No.
Ed Sheeran. You know, somebody told me that I look like Ed Sheeran, which really fucking upset me.
You just
me.
Have red hair.
Exactly.
I don't even know who Ed Sheeran is.
He's like a, I'm not trying to be rude, but he's like a gremlin-looking dude from England who sings.
Yeah, he's a singer.
He performed at the Victoria's Secret show.
Yeah, the dude with the guitar.
He was wearing all black, and he kind of looks like he lives under a bridge.
By the way, the last thing I searched for him,
I really feel bad that I don't want to make fun of people.
What the hell?
He's awesome.
Very hyped up right now.
He's like really good. I'm a big fan of his. I mean, he does, though. He looks like Raggedy.
Do you know the last thing I Googled was, is Macaulay Culkin dead? Because I was watching Home Alone with Shane, and I thought I saw that he was.
Fake.
He did.
But it was fake. Boo. But for a second, I thought, and Shane loves Macaulay. It's so cute, because Macaulay Culkin, it's a great movie.
Of course.
It's a good
and
idol.
Shane literally
heroin,
goes, he goes, okay. I need to meet him and get his autograph, but I'm sad he grew up. I wish he was always that age.
Well,
and
that's
I was
funny.
Like,
Liz met him a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, she used to date the band manager of the Strokes.
Oh, okay.
So she's been to many a party where he was at.
Got it.
A bunch of times, yeah. So he's a nice dude.
Macaulay's a nice dude?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. He just looks pretty strung out lately.
Oh my God.
It's fucked up.
This fucking, you know what I mean?
Bad. No, he did, like, because...
I can't live a life?
No, I did a...
Sometimes
like,
you gotta do a lot of
I
heroin.
Did a web series thing where you know? We did like a Home Alone joke and we like wanted to get a current picture of Macaulay and we found him and I was like, holy shit. And I do think when you're a child star, there's so much pressure and stress on you. There's so much attention. He was a huge star after Home Alone to be like 8 and have that much attention on you. And then he was in a lot of other really well-known movies, so I think that kind of pressure.
Like Home Alone
2. Look at Britney Spears.
I was just about to say, like what, Kate?
What was it? Was like the other son? He was in a bunch.
That movie's called The Good Son.
The Good Son. There
Jesus,
you go.
Jesus, motherfuck. You know, thinking, oh, he was in so many other movies. I can't name one of them. Name another one. Just give me one.
Home Alone 2.
There you go. Exactly.
Home 3.
He wasn't
the
in Home
good
Alone
son.
3. He wasn't in Home Alone
3.
Home
Alone 1 and 2, bangers, by the way.
Home Alone 1, though, makes Home Alone 2 look like Home Alone shit. Home Alone 2 is good.
Home Alone 2 is the best one.
No, it ain't. With the pigeon lady. Come on. Tim Curry and
first
fucking
of all,
Rob
Nate,
Schneider.
Do you realize how dominating you are?
Tim, let me tell
Home
you something,
Home Alone 2? Are you shit? I didn't even think it was close.
I'm going to come back to Home Alone 2. Kate, you know me, all right? When you ask me to come on a thing, I bring me full tilt. If you don't like it, you have to not ask me to
like
be here.
I just feel like I can't disagree with you, and if I do, you're like, you are garbage.
You need to tell your soul. Okay, get
you
inside.
Know what, I disagree
get
with
inside.
On, I need to meditate and get into
get
my soul.
Get inside,
one.
Touch your soul, and go, hey, soul, is there any way you could make me a less sensitive human being? That would be really perfect. I know outside we're having a conversation about Home Alone. That is not a big deal, but it kind of
hurt
me.
It's a huge deal. Home Alone 2 is way fucking better.
Home Alone 2 is great. Home Alone, though, man, that movie's so good. So good. I love Home Alone 2 when Daniel Stern is up on the one of the wet bandits. He's up on the building, and he has the bricks.
Suck bricks.
Yes! Suck bricks,
wait a second.
Kid.
Home Alone 2, how did they get out of jail?
They were all, how did they get out? They were out.
I don't think they tell you. They just,
no, I think they did. I think they were just released. I think that like at the beginning, he reads a paper that's like the Wet Bandits released. I think. I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
I don't remember.
Good.
I might watch
movie.
That one tonight with Shane.
It's then so watch one of the
good.
Other beautiful.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Macaulay Culkin movies that you can't remember the name of. Jurassic Park 9. Terminator 40. The Fugitive, starring Macaulay Culkin was in every movie in the 90s. That's
he
a
was
fact.
In a bunch.
He also hung out with Michael Jackson. Good dude.
He was also with Mila Kunis for a while there.
Which is amazing.
But I don't
she's beautiful.
Wait.
What What do you think of Mila Kunis, Nate?
Good looking lady. I mean, what am I, an idiot?
Yeah.
Just curious.
I just can't believe that how many times you've decided to tell me that I'm a dominating. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm dead serious.
I feel like I can't disagree. I feel like if I disagree with you, I'm going to get pummeled.
I disagree with him.
But I'm also very sensitive, and that I agree with.
So yell at him.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, exactly. Is this not a comedic form? Is this Sally Jesse Raphael? Are we having like a... All right, so now I'll remember. Sally Jesse over here, good human being who understands this on his side. So this side can't even tell her anything about Macaulay Culkin.
Nate Mack calls me a piece of trash or garbage so much. I forget what it was.
You want to have an argument right now? Pick one. Home Alone 1 or 2. Go ahead.
One.
Now we got two pieces of shit sitting at the table. What about you? What about you? Home Alone 1 or 2?
Of course, one.
I'm gonna throw up on this table.
Can I tell you why one? And it's not. Look, two is great, man. I really like two. Number one, though, man. When there's a couple just absolutely hilarious scenes. First of all, a lot of the things from two happened in one, which make one is like the beginning of the whole sort of deal.
Yeah.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof. One of the best things ever. Also, when what's his name? Again, Daniel Stern, one of the Wet Bandits. When he comes in that window barefoot. Slowly looks around and then
stomps his feet
on glass Christmas ornaments. That is one of the funniest things that's ever happened on this planet.
Harry,
oh my God.
Just there are just so many one lines. Even when he goes, "That's Harry, the one, Mav. That's the silver tuna." It's like everything is gold.
Harry, yeah. Why are you dressed as a chicken?
Yeah.
And then what's he say to him? Why where are your shoes? Yeah, he's like, "Why are you wearing shoes? Why are you dressed as a chicken?" That movie's great.
There's so
Except
many
on the nail.
I can quote
the iron in the head. Buzz,
so
your girlfriend? I do that about
Woof.
Lots of
Buzz,
things.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that about many things. Like, Liz,
Buzz,
your movie choices.
We said, Buzz, I'm reading your magazines. You better come out and pound me.
Yeah. That's movie's great. Movie's great.
We have to wrap it up so we can pay our meter soon. Thanks for coming back on, Nate Mack.
Can we work out our differences before we go
away? Sure, yeah, let's
away?
Do it.
There we go.
So, second chances, we're coming back to this, okay? Second chances and apologies. So now, okay, I have wronged Kate by being, but let me, Kate, please, okay?
He's a dominatrix.
I have wronged Kate by being a dominating force in the universe. I would first like to say, Kate, I mean you no harm. I like you as a human being, and I'm a dick, I'm wrong, and I need to not talk, one, I need to not talk so loud, two, I need to agree with everything you say. So,
you are such an asshole.
Excuse me. I am apologizing.
I hate that. You
take
know
it or leave it.
Kate.
There have been so many dudes in my life, especially my ex-husband, was so good at doing the like.
All right, Kate.
He'd apologize at the end of a fight and be like, "I'm sorry you decided to be a bitch."
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, "That's not an apology.
Is that what
I'm
I just
sorry
said?
That you're sensitive."
Is that what I just said? Is that what I just said?
Your apology was not an apology.
Can you let me finish my apology?
Oh.
Can you let me finish my apology?
I want to hear the rest.
First of all, you decided to interrupt an apology, which is carnal sin. I would like to get back.
Liz is a saint. Keep going.
Fucking. How many times are you gonna interrupt this? Do you want me to walk out of here like Kanye? What the fuck is wrong with you right now? Okay.
You're being abusive. Keep going.
Oh my God, Kate. Oh, Jesus Christ! It's taking everything in my power to.
Could you just finish your apology so we can wrap this up?
She's leaving me no options but to storm out of this goddamn podcast.
I don't think he's sorry anymore. He's gone.
Yeah.
And there he goes.
I don't want to see
Nate,
Joe,
where can
great.
They follow you on Twitter?
I don't care.
Where can they
you can
follow,
follow
you
me
on Twitter?
The streets. If you're ever walking down the street and you see me.
If you see a guy who looks like Ed Sheeran,
yes.
Follow him.
I'm on Twitter. Nathan McIntosh. When does this come out, by the way?
In like 2 weeks.
I will also have an album out as of January 6th. It's called I Wasn't Talking. It was named for Kate on iTunes. Joe Santagato, you're a great human being.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful man.
Thank you.
Kate. My name's Kate Wolf. I'm a piece of garbage.
No, you're not
follow,
a piece of garbage.
You can follow me at the Kate Wolf. Where can they follow you, Joe?
They can follow me on Twitter at Joe Santagato.
Joe's great. Kate, I don't know.
And
you
I
can
am
email.
Great.
You can shut up. You can email us at the Invasion of Privacy Podcast at gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.